One day, the prophet Elisha and his servant Gehazi went to Shunem.
Elisha, please join my husband and me for a meal.
Elisha did just that, and he stopped at their home to eat whenever he was in or near Shunem.
My good husband, Elisha is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room for him. He can stay there whenever he comes to this area.
And that's what they did. Sometime later, Elisha and Gehazi arrived at the woman's home and went into Elisha's room.
Gehazi, ask the Shunammite woman to come see me.
The woman stood before Elisha.
You have been so kind to us. What can we do for you?
Nothing, really. I'm very satisfied.
That was all she said before leaving.
Gehazi, what can be done for her?
She has no son, and her husband is old.
Ask the woman to come back.
The woman stood before Elisha again.
You will have a son about this time next year.
The woman left. The next year, the woman did have a son. The child grew and worked with his father in the fields. One day, something happened.
Father, my head hurts. My head!
Servant, take my son to his mother.
The son sat on his mother's lap, but later died. The mother placed her son on Elisha's bed and closed the door.
Husband, I need a servant and a donkey so I can go quickly to Elisha.
The woman left for Mount Carmel where Elisha was.
Look, Gehazi, there's the Shunammite woman. Run to meet her. Ask her if everything is all right.
Is everything all right?
Everything is fine.
Gehazi and the woman went to Elisha.
Elisha, did I ask you for a son? Didn't I tell you not to raise my hopes?
Gehazi, take my staff in your hand and run to where the boy is. Lay my staff on the boy's face.
Gehazi ran ahead. The woman and Elisha left to go where the boy was. Gehazi laid the staff on the boy's face, but the boy was still dead. Gehazi went back to meet Elisha to tell him what had happened. Elisha and the woman reached the house where the boy was. Elisha went into his room alone and shut the door. Elisha prayed to God. Then Elisha got on the bed and lay on the boy. The boy's body grew warm. Elisha walked back and forth in the room and lay on the boy again. Then, suddenly, the son sneezed 7 times.
Achoo! 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 Achoo!
Gehazi, ask the Shunammite woman to come in.
The woman went into the room.
Take your son.
The woman fell at Elisha's feet in gratitude. Then she and her son left.